Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Hello, my listeners. Welcome back to the program. Today is Thursday, August 25th. First, a much-needed cool weather has finally arrived. I'm thrilled. I'm sure many of you are just like me and can't wait for the beautiful fall to come and forget about the gruesome summer that we have experienced. We made it.
欢迎你再次来到我的节目。首先呢，很高兴这个炎热的夏天终于要结束了，希望呢凉爽的秋天呢赶快到来。
As we kick off today's program, we begin with today's trivia question. English and Spanish are two dominant languages in the United States. So what's the third commonly spoken language in the U.S.? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. Okay, back to the program. Today's topic...is about the latest smartphone. The first one is about Samsung.
第一个呢是三星。
Samsung's Galaxy Z Flip 4 is the foldable phone most people should buy. It's from CNN. Foldable displays used to be something you would see in sci-fi movies in a far-off futuristic setting. But as we have seen over the last few years from Samsung, displays that literally fold in half are here.And they are getting much, much better. Samsung's Galaxy Z Flip 4 is a good example of that. The $999 Android-powered smartphone has plenty to offer for that price, including a 6.7-inch display that folds in half, shrinking down the entire footprint of the phone.
今天第一则新闻呢是有关于 Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4这个新的 smartphone。这台$999的电话呢，它的屏幕是可折叠的。在以前呢，这些折叠的屏幕呢，可能只是科幻电影里才能看到。但是呢，随着技术的快速发展呢，现在消费电子产品已经可以拥有这样的折叠电话了。这则新闻里呢，并没有什么比较难的单词，但是有一个用法可以注意到，叫 footprint。它的原意呢是足迹，但这里呢是指电话占据的大小。
The second piece is about Google.
第二则新闻呢，则是有关于 Google Pixel 7。
Google Pixel 7 launch could take place in September, not October. It's from TechRadar. We're expecting the Google Pixel 7 series will land soon, and there's now more evidence of that, as phones believed to be the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 7 Pro have been listed on the FCC database. The listings...which was spotted by 925 Google, are something we would expect to see close to launch. More specifically, they suggest that we might be a month off, with a mid-September launch possible, as both the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6a hit the FCC roughly a month before they were unveiled.
第二则新闻呢是说谷歌的 Pixel 7也将在9月中旬面世。因为呢，根据以往的惯例呢，如果这个电话在 FCC， 也就是通信管理机构的网站上出现呢，一个月后呢，它将会很快面世。以前 Pixel 6在 FCC 注册一个月之后呢，这个产品就正式面世了，所以大家预测呢 ，Pixel 7也会是这样，这比原先的预期呢早了一个月。这次新闻很简单，没有什么难的单词。
The third piece is about iPhone 14。
第三则新闻呢，则是有关于苹果 iPhone 14的。
How Apple's 14 camera can be the best one around, it's from CNET. Apple's iPhone 14 is almost certainly coming soon. With just a few weeks ahead of its possible launch, the rumor mill is furiously churning out gossip about the new iPhone release date, price and design change, and other upgrades. I'd be very vocal about the major features I want to see on Apple's next flagship phone, but it's the camera.That I'm particularly keen to see take some real steps forward.
还有几个星期的苹果公司也将宣布它的新的 iPhone 14。市场呢有很多的 rumor 和 gossip。但对于这篇文章的作者来说呢，他最想看到的是有关于 camera 的 upgrades。这次新闻里呢只有一个单词要注意一下 ,churn, 这里呢它连了一个介词 ,churn out。
它的意思呢就是搅动。
The last piece is about a Xiaomi.
最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于小米的。
Xiaomi's 12S Pro Review, flagship made for photos and gamers, is from TechNote. Xiaomi launched the 12S Pro in China in early July. The phone is the mid-range offering in Xiaomi's new 12S lineup, which upgrades annually and targets a broader range of mid-end to high-end users. The series is also the first Xiaomi phones to use Leica lenses. TechNode got a hold of the 12S Pro and spent a week using and testing it. Below are our thoughts on the phone. The phone can be a solid choice as primary daily service. The Leica branded cameras can lure photographer lovers, and the 12S Pro's specs offer a quality entertainment experience. We would also recommend it to avid gamers and video watchers.
最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于小米 12S Pro 的。这个网站呢叫 TechNode， 他们测试了最新的一款小米 12S Pro。他们说呢，这个莱卡相机非常 impressive， 很多摄影爱好者一定会喜欢。同时呢，这款电话的参数呢，也会让许多玩游戏的和喜欢看视频的用户呢，选择这一款电话。这篇新闻里呢，有两个词要注意一下，第一个是 lure， 也就是吸引。第二个单词呢，本身没有什么难度，叫 lineup， 其实呢就是产品线的意思。
All right, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，或者参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。最后呢，我来揭晓今天 trivia question 的答案。根据2019年的一项调查呢，大约有 78.8% 的美国人呢在家里只说英语或者是西班牙语，那就意味着 22% 的人呢还说第三种语言，其中排在英语和西班牙语之后呢，就是 Mandarin Chinese 中文普通话。同时呢，在公众号里有一张示意图，你可以看到不同的州呢哪一种语言说的最多。在加州和西海岸呢，中文或者是广东话呢是最常说的第三种语言。由于在内华达的菲律宾移民比较多呢，所以内华达最 popular 的第三种语言呢就是 Tagalog。此外呢，在公众号里呢还有一张示意图，你可以看到各种语言所使用的人口的百分比，供你做参考。
All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。